SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Moritz, and I'm on the grid, Sirius XM, channel 159. Let's do this thing. We've got a lot of games to break down. It's a stacked night tonight. College hardwood. No Major League Baseball, obviously, to talk about right now. But we will rage a little bit about the situation on the diamond. Big news from the UFC. Unfortunately, Cain Velasquez has been charged with attempted murder, and the details that are emerging right now are just tragic. And, you know, it's like, it's over the top. Can't, like, you know, life comes at you fast, man. You can't predict what's going to happen. But just, yeah, for Cain Velasquez, we were on last night. The story broke last night. There was a shooting in San Jose yesterday. And we didn't know what happened. They said a man got shot. A man was under arrest. Cain Velasquez was involved. And then a couple hours later, it broke. We were still on the air. And NBC Bay Area News did a great job covering it. They're the source for this. And then they said, yes, Cain Velasquez has actually been charged with, you know, he's the one charged. We didn't know the charge. Then this morning, it turns out it was attempted murder, the charge. Yet, you know, Cam, I think you met Cain Velasquez. He was on my show a couple of times in person, and very soft-spoken, nice, very nice man, very soft-spoken guy. And I'm thinking, you beat the crap out of Brock Lesnar. Like, you were the UFC champion. Like, you don't really need a gun. You know what I'm saying? In a sense, like really, like, because it was on the road. So I'm like, was it road rage? What happened? You don't really need a gun if you're Cain Velasquez. Yeah, so it's pretty graphic and stuff, but I just want to throw it out there so everyone's up to date on it. His kid got abused, bro, at a daycare center. And he stalked down the dude that did it. And I guess the guy was with his father. He shot the guy's father. I guess he didn't get to the guy. He shot the guy's father. So just for the record, like, Cain Velasquez, this isn't a typical case of, oh, UFC fighter does something stupid. Yeah. No, man. Somebody abused his kid, and he went for the guy after. So, but he is being charged with attempted murder right now. So we wish Cain Velasquez the best, and hopefully law enforcement and the jury and everybody, you know, takes into consideration the circumstances of this. But still, they don't, it's not good. Like, you take justice in your own hands, you start shooting people.
Exactly.
Especially in the middle of a busy, like, intersection and road in the middle of the afternoon. Like, it's not good. Like somebody said on Twitter today, I think it was Nick, our boy Nick in Chicago said, he said, if this happened in Florida or Texas, they'd say, have a nice day. In California, it's going to be a problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, Texas, you know, like we said, though, Kane's a really nice guy. So we wish him the best. Tragic situation, and it just goes to show, Cam. You know, we talk about games, and you see what's going on right now in the real world with wars. We all think we control things. The only thing we really aren't going to control in our life right now, Cam, is who we're taking in Providence and Villanova. That's a choice. Like, I know that's a choice I can make right now.
Yes,
like when people talk, I wonder where I'm going to retire. Yeah. I wonder what I'll do in this year. Like, dude, what, you
who
think
knows?
It's up to you?
Great point.
You're a ball in a pinball machine bouncing around, man. Who knows, man? You know? You're like a bowling ball. Sometimes it's a strike. Sometimes it's a gutter ball.
Gutter ball.
The only we control is who we pick tonight. That's it. That's all we can do. Shout out to RAM radio affiliates. I'm getting philosophical here. And I'm telling you, the only decisions that we really truthfully can make in our lives are who we're betting on tonight. Everything else is almost out of our control. I don't know what's going to happen after this show. You know, like, I'm not going to get run over by a truck sitting here right now for the next 3 hours. So
that's true.
What are you or I could potentially have a heart attack one of these shows at some point in time?
Yeah, that's kind of what could happen.
That would happen later in the show, not right off the top.
Yes.
The games have to start.
Yes. Yeah. The high blood pressure, that's the bet that I would make. Pulmonary problems or fainting.
For those of you that are going to bet on us having a heart attack, bet the over in the show. It's not going to happen like 6 minutes in. It's more like around usually, that 8:42 Eastern time.
Yes,
like, man, I got chest pains, bro.
That's true. 8:24 and a half the total, the over under there. Yeah, no, you're right, Gabe. But yeah, you're right. I remember when you had all those MMA guys on the show, and I got to meet a lot of them when you were doing it. And we met him, and he was very like quiet, humble, timid, in fact, and almost like just didn't even. Like,
if you remember, Cam, we were actually in we were in Shea Paray at the time. Number one, he was uncomfortable being there. Number two, he didn't drink. And I was surprised. I was like, wow, this guy. And he basically, like, he was looking down and stuff. Like, basically, we were in an entertainment club with a bunch of UFC fighters doing a show. And Cain Velasquez was uncomfortable. Like, he he wanted to get in and out of there. Other guys were much more comfortable, we'll just say. Like, other guys were loving it. Hey, this is great. Right? Cain Velasquez had his hood on. He talked about UFC, and he said, wow. He goes, I got to get out of here, guys. He's sort of like, you guys are crazy. Like, I got to get out of here. A really nice guy, soft-spoken dude. So we wish him the best, and I just wanted to throw it out there in case, you know, don't judge him if you see the story, right? Like, don't say, oh, it can't. Like, don't judge him, as I stated. Like, many parents would do the same thing. So hopefully the justice system prevails here. This is a case where you've got to go jury. Like, you know, you don't want trial. You want jury. Yeah. Like, you want to bring
You don't want to judge?
Say,
I agree
and
with you
100%. You explain to the jury. Any one of you would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
And basically, you hope for the minimum. But, yeah, I don't even know what the minimum is there, bro. Like I said.
Attempted
it's not
murder.
The type of thing they can just, it's not a movie of the week. They can't just say, well, you know what? We feel bad for you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's game time decisions. I am Gable Morenzi, kicking it. Cam Stewart. All right, a lot of stuff to get to, a lot of games, NHL hockey, college basketball, NBA basketball. And I'll tell you what, I already put the pick in. Scotty Barnes last night, Scotty B, goes off for 28 points. And Scotty Barnes is just the fifth rookie to have 25 points, 15 rebounds, and 5 steals in a game. He joined Shaquille O'Neal, 1993. Ron Harper, 1987. Okay, was that
good
game.
Company. Good company.
Ron Harper was on the Clippers when I lived in L.A. Exactly. I used to go to Clipper games.
Yes, he was.
They were like terrible.
They were.
They were terrible. I was there when they drafted the Candyman. Big mistake. Ron Lee, 1977. And John Drew, 1974. So Scotty Barnes. Listen, Scotty Barnes playing in Toronto isn't going to get the mainstream love that like some other players get. And Mobley's in Cleveland, so he's earned it, actually. But Scotty's like dialing it up a notch offensively. He could play himself into this rookie of the year conversation if he keeps it up. And I tell you what, it's 15 and a half points tonight, Donnie Wrightside. Scotty Barnes back, and they're playing the exact same team again. Is Barnes really going to go from 28 to 12 tonight? Everybody's out again tonight. It's the same lineups tonight, basically. I'm going over 15 and a half with Scotty Barnes once again. What's up, Donnie?
Hey, what's good, guys? Good to be here on a Tuesday, a labor shortage Tuesday, I guess you could say, in Major League Baseball, right?
You, me, and Cam showed up.
Well, you showed up. Exactly. He's striking here.
We're here.
You know what? I think if you put me in the room, I'll be able to negotiate better than these guys are doing right now. This has not come as a surprise to me at all. This is going to be a long process. I called from day one. I don't think they're going to start until June. Maybe I'm being dramatic, but I still stand by it. You know, maybe mid-May-ish type thing, late May, Memorial Day weekend or whatnot. But we got to get to the picks. But I got to say, Kev, me and Donnie offered a great, but besides, you know, he said I had a terrible take on Twitter, and I felt the same way. I had to come at Donnie here. And so I saw... Let me set the stage. I saw Donnie say, I need to see 14 teams in the playoffs and universal designated hitter in my lifetime. I nearly fell off my chair. I couldn't help but jump into your timeline. And I hate doing that because I don't like when people jump into my take. I'm like, I didn't ask you for your take. All right. So like, screw you. But I couldn't resist. I said, come on. Number one, 14 teams is way too many teams in the playoffs. And even the players are saying, come on, man, why don't we just, we're going to put everybody in the playoffs? 14 teams, too many teams in the playoffs. And number two, the designated hitter sucks. It belongs with the fat guys in the softball American League, not in the real baseball National League. And as a National League guy, Donnie Wrightside, from Philadelphia, Philadelphia Philly fan, I understand you wanting 14 teams in the playoffs because you guys might have a puncher's chance to make it.
True. Yep.
Couldn't resist. But as a National League guy, come on, Donnie. Designated hitter, bro, you're killing me.
Yeah, but I'm a team total over guy. Like, I can't see walk the bases loaded with two outs and three strikes right down the middle. Like, I mean, we all have our own angles here.
I'm actually with Morency on this one. I love National League ball, especially in the playoffs. But the thing is, yeah, like, there are, that was good, Diane. It's all about bet. It's all about our bet.
Like, I'm a team total guy.
I'm a team. Chris Owings, he can hit Zach Greinke. Some of these.
I was ready for a debate. Donnie rested his case, Cam.
No unders, overs. And I'm with you, Morency. I think the season gets watered down. What's the point of playing that many games anyway?
Cam, we already played 162 games.
Exactly. I understand, Donnie.
I like the playoffs, though.
Yeah.
Like when you talk about getting to September baseball, like I love baseball. September is out. 75% of the league, September 1st, is already tanking the entire month.
Because they suck. They deserve to be out.
But see, that's the wrong approach. But then again, if you take that same approach in March Madness, why don't we just have a Final Four? Like, why do we let like 68 teams in? Because 64 of them stink and have no chance.
It's not the same.
Why isn't it the same? Yeah. Why not?
But what are we playing 162 games for?
For revenue. I agree. If baseball was 60 games, I would love it. I would love a baseball.
No, I didn't lie either. Listen, I'm a traditionalist, but really, if you told me you had a season's 120 games, now I'd be like, oh, that's
I would love it. Yes.
Just rapid fire every game. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a great number. That's still a. That's
123.
A lot of games.
123 games. You know what I mean? Whatever. It's been thrown out there, some numbers, whatever. But like,
I'm there.
But my deal is, Donnie, the reason that so many teams are out of it is because they don't spend money. And that's why we're at where we're at right now in this lockout. They don't want to spend money, yet they all want to fleece their fans for playoff tickets and put the stupid little playoff banner up, even though they've got no hope in hell of never winning, right? Oh, and everybody's alive, even though we don't spend any money. So let's have every team that's around the 500 mark pretend that they have a chance to win the World Series and stuff. It's bad for the game. Like, you know what I mean? Like, basically, if you're an owner and you don't want to, if you can't afford it, get the hell out of the game. It's like Formula One. They said, oh, we got to slow the cars down. Ferrari's winning all the time. It's a rich man's sport. If you can't handle it, then you know what? You're not rich enough. And you got to tell these guys to think they're like these big billionaires, and they are billionaires, and they control the country with their donations and all this crap, right? But when it comes down to it, they don't care about the teams that they own, right? So don't own the damn team. If you don't, I mean, if you don't want to, you don't want to spend money, don't own the Pittsburgh Pirates. Someone else will buy them, right? Someone else will buy them if you don't want to do it. But that's my beef, and that's why so many teams suck, Donnie, because really there's only a handful of teams that want to win in baseball.
No, you're right. You have good points on that, because when you take a look at the Pittsburgh Pirates, the reason why they stink is because it's profitable for them to stink. What other sport is it profitable for you to be a horrible baseball team? It's the same thing. We take a look at Derek Jeter. Now, Derek Jeter didn't start this Marlins downward trend, which they had one winning season, which was the COVID season of 31-29 since 2009. But in what sport do you get rewarded where Derek Jeter goes, if there's one baseball team I would like to buy, it's the Marlins, because we're not going to spend any money, and the teams that spend money are going to pay us in a luxury tax. So we're one of the more profitable teams in baseball, despite having 14 people at home every game. Yep. It's amazing.
Yeah, we're one of the most profitable teams in baseball. Our head office is in the Cayman Islands somewhere in a P.O. box.
That's right. Yeah, the guy at Marlins, man.
Like a fruit store.
Who's got the key?
Exactly. Yeah. Another thing about Jeter, too. Yep. I was going to say about Jeter. Jeter's being made out to be like some hero, like, oh, Jeter couldn't handle the non-winning with Florida and stuff. No, I think Jeter got out because he'd like that. He'd like making the money, and he realizes that's what this whole argument is about, right? So he's like, you know what? I'm just going to get out right now and move on to the next thing. I knew that was going to be a disaster, but I like how people are painting it, Cam, like somehow like Jeter was a hero. Jeter had enough of the Marlins' ways, as if.
He was part of the Marlins' ways. What are you talking about? In a better place. No, he didn't. Like, what are you talking about? Really? They're that much better?
Honestly,
I read these articles. I go, these guys are writers? Like, you know, no. Anyway, and another thing about baseball tanking, you said it. Hockey, football, you get the top pick. The way the baseball draft is run, what's the difference? That, you know, the top overall prospect or whatever. Most of these guys don't make it. When you're taking a first overall pick in football and hockey, usually they're going to change your team's fortune. So the whole it's just totally different landscape with baseball. Anyway.
Get ready to – I don't know if you're worried, Dottie. You saw Bryce Harper posted a picture of him in a Yuri Giant uniform.
Keep him fresh. Keep that MVP. Yeah, MVP in the National League and overseas coming.
He said, you guys need a guy? He said, got some time. Need a guy?
Yeah.
You know what? They will. And it's going to be interesting to see, actually, but I don't think mega stars will do it. Because, you know, maybe one or two guys will say, hey, Harper's a different cat. Maybe he'll say, you know what? I'll have some fun over there. I'll go play for 2 months over there or whatever and crush some home runs. Right? Like maybe, you know, some guys. But if you're a guy that makes like, and I didn't even realize this, 66% of Major League Baseball players make less than $1 million a year, right? People think that it's like this big cash cow. Yeah, it is. Like, it's sort of like the radio industry, like Jim Rome and McAfee and some guys are making big, you know what I mean? But like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like baseball's the same way. What about Max Scherzer? How many Max Scherzers are there? How many pitchers are like rolled in? Like, you know what I mean? Honestly, if you actually think about it, there's like 20, 25 guys that are raking it in baseball. Yet there's hundreds of these dudes, right? So I think those guys might start to go to Japan. Say, you know what? Screw it. I got to put food on the table. We'll go make 8 million yen. All right, picks coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time to sit and continues. All right. We could cry and complain, debate about Major League Baseball all night long, but let's get to the picks. Providence and Villanova. All right. Perfect for Donnie Wrightside here, Cam. We're getting an even 10 spot right now with the Friars,
but they're just lucky. They're not very good. They're not into KenPom. KenPom doesn't think they're good.
They're getting 10 points. They just won the Big East Championship. And, you know, this point spread's insane, Donnie. And I think there's that thought process with some, and I've seen it out there and I've heard it, that somehow it's a letdown for Providence because they just clinched the Big East championship over the weekend. And, yeah, it's a letdown in pro sports if a team goes to the strip club and drinks like 300 bottles of champagne and 18 bottles of vodka for 2 or 3 days after they won the title. And, yeah, they'll be beaten down. College kids, they have their conference tournament coming up. They have March Madness coming up. Everybody's playing for seeds right now, Donnie. This is absolutely crazy to think that Providence are rolling over tonight because they won the Big East. Like, these guys, they don't want to roll over. And in fact, they can set a record with Ed Cooley, most wins and stuff. Like, they're coming in hot here tonight. They're not coming in rolling over. We talked about this game. You were on a Tuesday night when they played. Off the top of my head, it was 89-84, right? And they were getting 4 points, actually, on their home court at the Dunkin' Donuts Center that night. What do you think of this number? Game tips off in a couple of minutes here. I got to go with the Friars plus the double digits.
Yeah, I think it's too many points. Now, you are going to get an injury. Al Durham's not going to play in this game for Providence, which is a key injury for them. But we're trying to take a look, Gabe, at the totality of the season. Normally, yes, you would look at this game and be like, it's a letdown because they already won the Big East. But this doesn't mean that Providence already is on the one line in March Madness. So you're going to tell me a team that's won 11 of 12 games, the only loss in those 12 games was to Villanova, and they want to go get spanked in this game in their last Big East game, sit around for a week, and then the possibility of going into the Big East tournament and getting beat by Villanova for a third time? Again, that's not the way it operates here. These kids are excited and ready to play in this game. Now, will they cover the spread? That needs to be seen. But make no mistake about this. Providence didn't show up in this game and say, let's play everybody, including our bench guys and our student managers, because this game means nothing. Providence here to win this game, and this matters towards March Madness.
Should note quickly, Cam, and I'll throw it to you. The Friars are 9-1 against the spread. Their last 10 games is an underdog. The Friars are 6-0 against the spread. Their last 6 games as a road dog. Friars are 4-1 to the over in their last 5. Cats are 5-2 to the over in their last 7. And remember, it was an 89-84 track meet The last time that they played, I'm not in love with the total here. I lean with the over, but you know, I'll probably end up getting a piece of it. But I do like the Friars here. I'll live and die with the Friars here, Cam. Give me the Friars plus 10.
It feels like they've been disrespected. You said these guys have been hot all year. They're a very gritty club. Yeah, you have to be lucky to be good and good to be lucky, too. They win a lot of those tight games. Villanova, they'll probably win this game, but that's an excessive point spread. I do have a lean to the over in this basketball game, though, Moreschi. I think that total's a little bit too low. These teams can get at it, and I expect over 140 points to be scored in this game. So I would lean with the over in this game, and Providence haven't pulled the trigger yet.
It goes to show, Donnie, though, the power that KenPom does actually have. Every stupid preview that you read about all these games, always KenPom, whatever. Look, I respect KenPom. I mean, it's great and all this, but it doesn't mean he's going to be right about every team, right? Like, you know, and these guys that never played sports before ever will tell you, well, they're – and I find out what their luck index is that other teams miss uncontested shots. It's not luck. Like, that's just the stupidest thing ever, too. Like,
bad thing when you win close games and continually win those. Keep in mind, March Madness usually get close games. I would rather have a team that plays in close games all the time than a team that wins by 25 every night.
All right, so we've got Dayton and Richmond. Ooh, this is a big-time matchup here. Tough game. Good game. Both teams come in smoking hot right now. Flyers are on a 5-1 ATS run or 6-2 to the over in their last eight games. Spiders are 6-2 straight up in their last eight, 11-3 on their home court. I'll tell you what, Richmond have not lost on their home court going all the way back to January the 29th. And now it's to VCU. So I remember I was on that game. So they haven't lost in a long time on their home court. Tough game tonight, but I'm going with the home team, guys. Give me the Richmond Spiders in this matchup.
Yeah, I'll take the under in this one. You're going to have two good teams here matching up. And again, you're playing for seeding here in their conference tournament. But also keep in mind, very slow. Talk about Dayton, one of the slowest teams tempo-wise in the country. And Richmond, certainly not all that fast either. Also, Dayton comes into this number one overall in defensive efficiency in conference play. So that'll play into it. Slower tempo, closer game. Maybe you don't need all those fouls in the last minute or two. I'll lean on the under in this game.
I've got no interest in Tennessee and Georgia. I don't know if you do, Cam, Tennessee, Georgia.
No, I don't. I have a little bit of a disagreement. I like Dayton in this spot. I'll take the couple with Dayton. I just think they're slightly better than Richmond. If you look, both have been hot in their last 10. ATS record almost the same in their last 10. Now Dayton 6-4. The Spiders 5-5. But I like Dayton. I like their pedigree. And I will lean with the 2 points. I think they win this game outright in a tight one. So give me the Flyers, the Dayton Flyers.
I think Dayton might be better, the road factor, the home factor is the deciding factor for me in this game. Richmond just don't lose at home. Like I said, it's going to take a perfect effort from Dayton to pull this off tonight. Donnie, what are you looking at in the college card before we get to the NBA?
Yeah, a couple of ones that make sense here. I'm going to dip back in. I lost this one barely a couple weeks ago. Ohio and Bowling Green. You're going to take a look at a lot of tempo in this game. 158.5 is a lot of points in basketball. But to me, I think Ohio wins and wins fairly easily. But instead of taking the total where you need Bowling Green to score back with Ohio, Ohio should be able to do whatever they want against Bowling Green's defense. One of my favorite metrics to use, particularly on KenPom, is when one team loves to shoot threes by
Ken
volume,
Palm.
And the other team, the other team will let you shoot threes by volume. Ohio should be able to do whatever they want to do. Team total over for Ohio in this game for me.
I'll tell you what, speaking of the MAC here, we've got the Rockets, one of the best ATS teams in the nation. It's a big time game. Toledo and Buffalo. Toledo 23-6 straight up, or 27-1 against the spread on the season. Bulls are 9-1 straight up in their last 10, but they're 0-4 ATS in their last four. The Rockets won the first matchup that they played 86-75. They're expecting a track meet in this one as well. Donnie, tough spot here, tough game, but I'm going to go with the visitors. I'm going to take the Toledo Rockets in this spot. I think Toledo are the better team, and we've seen time and time again Buffalo lose in these spots. I do think there's something here. Toledo are just one of the better teams. Toledo are one of the top teams in the country against the spread. I don't want to get in front of it. I think they can pull it out. I was looking at the over, but it's just a little bit too high for my liking, Donnie.
Right.
Yeah, the over is pretty high in this instance, but I do agree with you. Toledo's offense, number one in offensive efficiency there, but also when you take a look at Buffalo, pretty good as well. The things that I like sometimes about teams, Gabe and Cam, where they don't have to rely on the three-point shot. If you take a look at Toledo, 12th in conference play at shooting volume behind the line. But here's the indicator. Point distribution here for Toledo, number one in conference play at scoring inside the arc. And how about Buffalo's defense? Number one at letting you score inside the arc. Pretty good matchup for Toledo. Good eye on that one, Gabe.
All right, I'll share it. This is the pick of the night here. This is the one that I put the biggest amount on. NORAL. North Alabama. NORAL.
Not NORAD. Yeah, NORAL.
NORAL. yes. Take it on Florida Gulf Coast. It's that time of the year for Florida Gulf Coast.
Oh, my God.
And I tell you what, they're good again. Right? They're good again. Florida Gulf Coast. So how about North Alabama, though? They're 1-9 straight up in their last 10. They're 2-8 against the spread. The last time that they played, and it wasn't that long ago, it was at Florida Gulf Coast, like this game is tonight. Florida Gulf Coast beat them by 32, guys. They beat them 92-60. They absolutely smoked them. Florida Gulf Coast are rolling again here right now. The number, the overnight number was like 9.5, 10, and it's 11 now. You know, the sharp sort of people that are looking for under the radar games are all over this. I went big on it myself here, guys. I don't see how the hell North Alabama are going to hang around. This is going to be a beatdown. It's going to be like a 24, 26 point beatdown, I think. It's Dunk City tonight, Cam. Florida Gulf Coast. Lay the wood with Florida Gulf Coast.
I like Florida Gulf Coast. That school's always been good to us. I don't know anything. I can't lie to you about like NORAL. I'm just looking at their statistics and they look absolutely awful. Horrible record everywhere. ATS 1-9 in their last 10. Just the road record blows 3-11. Yeah, this sounds like a real train wreck of a basketball team.
Oh, they're mismatched here in this matchup. It's a mismatch. All right, Donnie. So before we get you out of here, what about the NBA tonight? What are you looking at in the association?
Yeah, got some NBA props tonight here that we're going to take a look at. Kevin Huerter's three-point shots tonight, over 1.5. Also, Sadiq Bey for the Detroit Pistons, have him over 16.5 points. And Jason Tatum tonight, who dropped 38 points the last time they played the Atlanta Hawks, I have him going over 26.5 points today. Because I do think we get into a nice little track meet in that one, too. Hopefully Tatum just doesn't start out, guys. Maybe that 2-for-14, which he does every once in a while. Give me a good start. Jason Tatum should be close to 30 points in that one tonight.
I'm a fan of the Tatum prop. I'm a fan. I used to play a lot of Jason Tatum. I backed off once it started because it used to be 23, 24. Then it got to 26.5, 27.5 and stuff. How about Ja Morant last night? 30.5. He dropped 52.
Yeah, that guy's unreal.
What about the Raptors, Donnie? You normally focus in on Raptor props. What do you think of this Raptor game tonight playing the Nets once again?
It was pretty funny last night. You take a look at that game, and both myself and Kevin were trying to break this down. I was like, we don't have to break this game down. Like, the Nets are so horrific with their talent. It doesn't even matter who Toronto has or if Fred VanVleet sits out. And I'm under the same impression here. Like, you're talking about a Nets team that's going to have Kyrie Irving tonight and also Fred VanVleet sitting out, and it's an 8-point number. The Nets stink. Every time I get a chance to bet against the Nets until KD comes back, I'm betting against them.
Siakam last night, Cam, didn't get it done for us. Barnes did. I'm going back to Siakam. Tonight's the night. I think Siakam, going back to Siakam, I almost want to play them all. So Malachi Flynn's 12.5 tonight. He was 9.5 last night.
Yeah, leave the 9.5. See, there.
Thanks, Donnie. No DH. Thank you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
6-2 Dayton right now. 9-7 Providence over Villanova. So just for the record, I'm on Richmond. Smaller play on Richmond. Bigger play on Providence, plus 10. And we did get in on the over at Providence and Villanova as well. And our bigger play coming up in the 7 o'clock hour here is Florida Gulf Coast to smash North Alabama. The last, like I said, they played a couple of weeks ago. They beat them by 32. I don't need to beat them by 32. I just need to beat them by 12. It's 11 right now, right? So it's not asking too much. Like I'm telling you, if you look at North Alabama, bro, they get smashed. Like it's not like they're even in games. Like there's a reason why they're terrible against the spread. They get killed every night. And Florida Gulf Coast are like the best team that they're going to play, And like I said, it wasn't pretty last time they played. I doubt anything has changed in the last couple of weeks. Lay the wood. Lay the wood. It's the wood that makes it good. Florida Gulf Coast. I actually know a dude that went to Florida Gulf Coast. He's a fan of the show. And he went, Cam, nice. Solely on their basketball success. Like when that first time.
What, oh, that sure. Big run they had? I'm going to Florida Gulf Coast. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, the guy was from Toronto. Guy was from awesome. Toronto. And I saw him. I remember I saw him at like a Raptor game. I said, hey, what's up? And he goes, oh, I'm going to Florida Gulf Coast now. I said, why? Because of the basketball run? The run? He goes, yeah. It looked like a lot of fun. He goes, as soon as I got there, they sucked, though.
Yes. That's the thing.
These kids, they see these teams. Oh, it's amazing. They made the tournament, and they want to go to that school. And they don't realize, all the kids on the team left. They're not good anymore.
Exactly.
Now you go to that school, and you're sitting in an empty gym thinking, man, it didn't look like this on TV, man. You know what I mean? Like, you see the cheerleaders during the tournament. You're like, oh, I want to be part of that, right? Like, and you actually get there. You actually get there. And that's why, Cam, I've always believed, like, you give, like, you show the kids the real thing. If I'm recruiting at Cleveland State, I bring them on a snowy night.
Yes. You know what I mean? Yes.
I say, this is what it is. We're not lying to you. This is what it is. It's snowy. It's cold. The gym's half empty. And this is a typical home game, kid. You don't even lie to them. You tell them, this is what it is. Like, this is it. You tell them, not a lot of pressure on you, though. You tell them, not a lot of pressure on you, kid.
That's right.
Tell them there's no media that cover us. There's no one that covers us. So if you go for 17, no one will notice.
It's a local guy.
It's NBA basketball. What do we have coming up early? It's all late, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's your Pistons.
We don't even have to get into explanations here. I do agree with Donnie with Bay too. I have the over in his points, and I'm taking the Pistons. I know wish we got
trendy.
A little bit more. Yeah, it is too trendy, but we'll see. We'll see. I'll take the three with Detroit and hope for the best. They've been really good to me lately, and I'm going to stay on the train. Washington favored at home. I like Detroit. I think they can win this game outright. Go Pistons. Let's roll. Hope we can win outright, but I'll take the three.
I'm going to completely pass on that. You know what? Actually, I was going to say I'm going to completely pass. No, I'm not. What's Kuzma? What's the sweater? What's Kuzma?
That's his player.
And no reason why Kuzma can't go off. Let me get it. Let's get 22
and a half.
20 and a half
probably. Yeah, let's see. 20.
God, Kuzma, am I good. Kuzma. 22 and a half. Like I said,
22 and a half. Yeah,
that's
Kuzma.
20. Yeah, I'd go over 22 and a half with Kuzma here. I'll get this played. I got to be honest. I went a little crazy last night with the player props. You notice tonight I'm dialing it back a little bit. Tonight, every day is a different day. We are in different gambling moods every day. You know what I mean?
It's
yesterday,
true.
I was like, yeah, like it. Let's go. Click. Yeah, look, go. Look. You know what I mean? It was one of those type of deals. Today, I'm more, I don't really like that all that much. But the units are bigger today. So I'm like, yeah, let's just go 250 on this. All right, boom. All right, I'm playing it. So I'm going bigger on the units, but less plays. Less plays so far. But the plays are coming. And I'm getting ready to spray the board in this Raptor game, actually. There's a couple of ways of looking at it, Cam. The Nets are going to be pretty pissed off after last night. Let's just be real.
They are.
Like, even the guys that they have, like, yeah, whatever, they're not their stars, but they still lost by 36 points. Like, they got absolutely massacred, and you're playing the same guys 24 hours later. I'm just saying, I'm a little hesitant laying the 8. I like the Raptors on the money line.
So do I.
I'm just thinking, like, so I think the Nets are going to compete a little bit tonight. This is the type, we know the Raptors well, bro. You know the Raptors are going to have these weird stretches where it's going to be a game tonight, but they'll do enough to get it done in the end. So I'm not really in love with the 8, but I want to spray the board as far as their props are concerned, Cam. Listen, Brooklyn can't stop anybody.
No, like they can't. Defense.
Like they don't. Like they can't stop anybody. And the Raptors, Cam, their roster is kind of limited once again. So like everybody's points are sort of kind of low. Like they're going to have a shot to score again. Look, FanDuel doesn't even have that many guys up. So Gary Trent Jr., 20 and a half tonight. He's cooled off a little bit post-All-Star break.
Yeah.
I'm not in love with the 20 and a half. But the thing with the Raptors is like picking Patriot running backs in fantasy football, man. Like you get burnt. Like you never know which guy's going to score. So Trent, I'm not feeling it. I'm going with Siakam, but they made it 23 and a half.
Here's the thing. I like where your mind is at because you're not getting off it. Siakam didn't get there, but tonight I think he's going to be a big factor in this game. I think he's going to be the
He was like 1 for 10 last night in the first half.
That's
like,
the thing.
That's not going to happen again.
He couldn't have been it. That's the thing. He couldn't have been any worse. So if you're looking at it, I think he gets about 27, 28 tonight. I think he gets over the number. Flynn, I would have loved it at 9.5. 12.5, now we have 15. I'm telling you, Gabe,
all right.
I'm just not reading on it. He might have 15. Siakam's my guy tonight. I don't know who else to pair with him, and I agree. I have the Raptors money line and every like parlay with NBA money lines and NHL money lines. Like, I'm not screwing around with the 8. I think they find a way to get it done, but Siakam is the guy. I agree. You can't get off the train. Sometimes guys are, it's not going to be perfect every time, but I think tonight he responds. I like that prop.
Well, the only prop I put in was Barnes. I haven't played Siakam yet. I played Scotty Barnes over 15.5, and he's now 16.5. So that did move a full point. Barnes is all or nothing, though. He'll score 28, then he'll give you 6, and then he'll give 28 again.
I know.
But just due to the roster, right? Due to the roster and the situation, and plus another thing, they want him to be more aggressive offensively as well. Like, as we see, he is a very capable scorer. He's got that great little sky hook. He's got that little mini Kareem thing that he does.
Very athletic.
That not a lot of kids do, actually. Like, he's got a smooth little, I don't know if he's athletic, Cam. He's great. He's a good player, but like, he's kind of clumsy, actually. Like, he's not smooth or anything. You know what I mean? Like, he's not a smooth, like, he's a big clumsy sort of klutzy kid, but he tries so hard and he's super talented, right? But, you know, I mean, you're not going to see him like pulling off like athletic dunks or anything. You know what I mean? Like, he's not like Ja Morant athletic. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's different. He's at a whole other level. Now, I find a lot of those Florida State guys, it's just very hard. Like, those players, when Leonard Hamilton was there, I think they're very, very hardworking. They grind. And Scotty Barnes, this is the thing about him. I think he's going to continue to get better because he loves the game. And you're right. That number's gone up tonight. If I were to take two guys, I worry. You said it. Gary is unpredictable. Van Fleet, he was out. So I'm going to say Siakam, he can't play that bad again. And Barnes, I think he's going to continue to get the rock. And I think he can get up to probably 20, 22 points tonight. I'm not sure if he's going to get 25, but I like Barnes and Siakam as well in the Raptors and money lines.
I'm going to stay away from Siakam just because it's too high at 23.5. I'm just going to play Barnes over 15.5, but I will play Siakam over 8.5 rebounds. The effort will be there tonight, and I don't have to worry about him making as many shots, even though Siakam probably goes off right now. But I like the Siakam over 8.5 rebounds. So we got that in. All right, NHL hockey coming up at 7 o'clock. It's a chalky night tonight in the NHL. A lot of big favorites. All right, the first game up is not a big favorite game. Devils and Jackets, total of 6.5. The Columbus Blue Jackets are -111. Small favorites here, Cam, in this game. Who you got in this game?
I think I'm going to take a shot with Columbus. Devils played a great game against the Canucks on the back-to-back, but Halak also helped them with a very, very poor performance. Columbus is playing very good hockey. Lane and the rest of their team, I think they win this game, and I lean to the over as well. I do like Columbus. I think they get it done tonight. I like the home team. You're right. I look at these games. A lot of them are going to have to be parlayed. If you like favorites, the juice is out of control. But give me the Jackets. I'm going to take Columbus tonight.
Yeah, I like the Jackets as well. Speaking of Lane, too, it's unbelievable. They trade him from Winnipeg, and this kid goes off like 13 goals in 10 games or whatever the hell it is.
They didn't really just trade him,
but I'm just stating that. Yeah, now he's starting to get it going, you know?
The Jets can really use him. They could. The Jets have problems scoring goals. So Lonnie's kind of a liability defensively. That's been his issue all the time. But when it comes to release, one of the best in the league. Columbus, they have some guys on their team that could really fire it. And if the Devils don't get good goaltending tonight, they could be in big trouble. I like Columbus a lot.
This next one, I'm actually surprised, Cam, that the number's not higher, actually. And I don't like the Edmonton Oilers. They always disappoint. They upset me all the time. Mm-hmm. I had them plus 1.5 against Tampa the other night. They lose 5-3. I thought about taking them the other night again against Carolina. They lose again. Now they get Philadelphia, though. This is a winnable game for them. -164 right now at FanDuel. I think that's a manageable enough price. I get it. The Flyers beat the Capitals, but I don't care. I'll take the Oilers here. And I don't like betting on the Oilers, but this is an opportunity for me to get some of my Oiler money back from past disappointments.
I agree.
Give me
the
Oilers.
They're in a good spot. Philadelphia is a train wreck. And yeah, one thing about Edmonton, Gabe, it's tough taking them because they're goaltending a lot of the time with Smith and Koskinen. You never know what you're going to get. But I like the defensive play. I think they're going to be attention to detail tonight. I think McDavid and Draisaitl are going to go off. Ryan has been fantastic. If you're looking for a guy, an underdog tonight, he's been the best player on the Oilers. Good young kids. I think they beat Philadelphia as well. Give me the Edmonton Oilers. And I got to find a prop with Ryan. This kid's he's been fantastic the last couple games. Double goals. He's on fire. Edmonton's got to take care of business, and they beat Philly. Agreed.
All right, so let's get to this monster one here right now. Massive number. Massive number. Oh, yeah. Ottawa Senators are plus 330. Tampa Bay Lightning are minus 430. The total is 6. The Ottawa Senators +2.5 pucks, Cam, right now, minus 144. I'd like it if it was a little bit less, but I will bite here. I will take the Canadian Capitals, the Ottawa Senators, plus the Canadian Capitals. That's a good name. Yeah. +2.5.
Yeah.
Actually, Kevin, yeah, if you look at the Senators, they don't get blown out, bro. Look at their games.
No, they don't.
The last time they played them, they actually lost 2-1 of these guys. The time before that, they beat Tampa 4-0. But even Ottawa as a whole. Right, they lost 2-1 to Montreal. They beat Minnesota 4-3. They lost 2-1 to Ottawa. They lost 3-2 to Boston in overtime. They beat Buffalo 3-1. They lost 5-2 to St. Louis. They beat Washington 4-1. They lost 2-0 to the Bruins. They lost 2-0 to the Penguins. And they beat Carolina. So in other words, Cam, in their last 10 hockey games, they've lost by more than 2.5 times once. They don't get blown
out.
Here's
another thing. No, and Tampa Bay, got to be careful with these teams. Big favorites right now, Morenci. Sometimes they take the night off. They already know where they are. I agree with you. I'm on the Senators.
Yeah, they're not trying to win by 3. They'll just be happy to win.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's get to our 7 o'clock plays here. We gave you Florida Gulf Coast. Actually moved to 10.5 right now. People are disagreeing with me. All right, I like Florida Gulf Coast to roll North Alabama. I'm also going to play a money line parlay with Florida Gulf Coast and the Michigan Wolverines in an absolutely must win situation a little bit later on this evening. Rather get a piece of Michigan minus on the money line here, get a head start on this game. That game starts at 8:30. They're laying 4.5 to Michigan State. Michigan need to win this game if they're going to get into the NCAA tournament. And, of course, Phil Martelli is going to be the coach. All right, so 7 o'clock picks, Cam. So Florida Gulf Coast for me minus the points. Florida Gulf Coast, Michigan money line parlay. Toledo Rockets. Give me Toledo. Plus the 1.5 on the road at Buffalo and NHL hockey. Edmonton Oilers to beat the Flyers. Jackets to beat the Devils. And the Ottawa Senators +2.5. What do you got at 7?
Yeah, we're reading each other's mail on the ice. I like the Columbus Blue Jackets to get it done. I'm also going to take a small play on the over 6.5. Just I don't expect a lot of defense. I like Edmonton to beat Philadelphia as well. And I like the Senators play. I think if Tampa Bay wins, they probably win by 1 or 2, not by 3. So we're going to take the Senators +2.5 in that game. And in basketball, Gabe, Old Faithful, I'm going back to my old friend, the Detroit Pistons, +3 against Washington. And I like Bay over 16.5. I'll ride with Donnie on that play. I think he has a good night.
Yeah, I'm going to get in on over 22.5, Kyle Kuzma. 22.5, yes. Kyle Kuzma. That'll be my solitary play here. And then we'll start firing off, see how we're going to approach this Raptor game with the props. Mm-hmm. We already got in on Scotty Barnes over 15.5 points and Pascal Siakam over 8.5 rebounds. We've got other NBA games to break down. Coach Young's going to join us later. Get your golf clubs out. Dubsy's going to be in the house. Dubsy stepping up and in. Little Arnold Palmer Invitational action. We're going to break down. And we'll get King Konkowski's best bets of the night. See what Konkowski's got. The King Kong picks. King Kong picks with Kowski. Nail down some winners. Florida Gulf Coast, people. Lay the wood.